Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today, I'm eating Raising Cane's. I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle-cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break.
Presented by NEBCO. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Wednesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen with you. Bill Bush again out today with illness, hopefully back tomorrow. But Hour 3 sponsored by our friends at NEBCO, now hiring at Ready Mixed Concrete. Apply today.
The Co.
at NEBCOinc.com. We're now joined by Husker Alliance, Sean Callahan. Sean, good morning. The Colorado game last year was an epic vibe in Lincoln. It was loud. It was crazy. Dylan Raiola wants the same type of crowd for the Michigan game this Saturday. Is there any chance we see any sort of similar vibe, Sean, like we saw in Game 2 last year, a night game?
Yeah, that night game was pretty special. I mean, you had Bud Crawford lead the team out, and I think, let's start there. If Bud Crawford does lead the team out of the tunnel, that'd be a good tone setter to get things going. But a lot of it's the play on the field. I mean, you got to play at a high level in that Colorado game. Not only did they win, but the first half was electric as far as the defense making big sacks. You know, Ty Robinson and the guys just shoot it up the middle and threw Shador Sanders down like a rag doll. That's how you get the crowd going. So, you know, you need to see the play on the field make, you know, opportunities and make plays to get that crowd into it. But, yeah, it's got a chance to be up there. But, yeah, 2:30 is a little different than 6:30. But I do think it's got a chance to be pretty special as long as the play on the field is at the level it needs to be.
So you're speculating right now. I understand. Do you expect to see Terrence Crawford at this game?
I lean towards yes. I mean, unless there's just some sort of obligation that he's already committed to that we don't know about. But I know he's coming back. Michael Sevier, who kind of knows the ins and outs of that stuff on Big Red Wrap, said he's coming back into Nebraska, and there's, I believe, a parade or something they're doing for him this week when he gets back. So, yeah, it makes sense. I mean, if to do that, and, you know, great for him and his brand. And I know Nebraska obviously would love to have him back, and we know Troy Dan would love to have a Crawford fight in that stadium. And who knows, that could be his next fight if everyone's able to get what they want there. So, yeah, it makes sense on a lot of different levels.
Sean, what makes you most optimistic about Nebraska's chances to win this game? What factors are prevalent in your mind in that regard?
Well, I think just the rhythm and the way the offense is playing right now. I don't care who your opponent is. To do what Nebraska's done the last 2 weeks particularly, and even three, the efficiency of it has been there, and especially with Dylan and the receivers, that, you know, he's going to make all the throws, and you know, he's as good in terms of grading on Pro Football Focus. He's been as good as any quarterback in the country, you know, in throws of 10 to 20 yards, which those are the kind of throws that win you games. Not deep balls, not short screen passes, you know, the throws that get down the field 10 to 20 yards. And he's been really good in that area. Emma Johnson if he can give them a quality 20-plus carries, I think that will be enough if he's able to get around 100 yards and 20 carries. That's going to be hard, though. We know running for 100 yards on Michigan is no picnic, so that will be an X factor. But, yeah, you still worry about the defense, and you worry about how Michigan's going to try to run the ball at them because of just the size of Nebraska. They're not as big as they have been in terms of the front. And, you know, Michigan's got, you know, they may not, the fan base there may not love this O-line they currently have at Michigan, but that's a line of a lot of household names, a lot of good players that were big time recruits. And they're going to run it at Nebraska, and Nebraska's going to have to bow up front. I mean, Michigan ran for nearly 400 yards a week ago, and that has my concern, because it could completely change the complexion of this game if they're able to run for, say, 200-plus rushing yards.
Keep it right there, Sean, from my Sean Callahan, Husker Online. The first two games, only 5 carries for Bryce Underwood. Didn't get any yards. Last week, 9 carries for 110-plus yards, a couple touchdowns. They unleashed his legs. We saw game one, Brendan Sorsby had almost 100 yards rushing for Cincinnati. I mean, do you think that part of the game plan will be him getting up to potentially 10 rushes, whether it's scramble or design run this Saturday, Sean?
Well, yeah, he has just 4 design runs on the year. The other runs are all scrambles. So he had the big one in the red zone last week, and that's probably what you have to be aware of when he's in the red zone near the goal line, you know, the QB choice runs. But I think there's this misconception. He can run, but he wants to be. He's a pro-style guy. He'll sit in the pocket. He'll make the throws, but he can take off and get plays with his feet. And that's what most of his yards have been. I think 96 of his true rushing yards, when you take out sacks, have been through scramble plays. And then there's been about 22 yards through actually true design runs. But he can do that. And you would think that they're going to look at that Cincinnati tape and find opportunities for him to run. But he's going to have the freedom on every pass play to take off. And that will be one of the bigger X factors. What will John Butler's plan be on the scrambles? And it's going to require great discipline up front. And that was part of the issue in the Cincinnati game. Nebraska's front, a lot of new faces. You had a lot of guys just, you know, maybe not play their gaps properly, or, you know, lose assignment. And that's what led to some of the big runs by Sorsby when you have guys rushing up the field. And I think you have to have a sound plan for that in this game going into it.
Sean, a loaded question, kind of. Are we sure that Michigan not having Sherrone Moore is an advantage for Nebraska?
Well, it's hard to say, but yeah, I would say it is. I mean, you lose your general in battle, and I think this week is different than last week. I didn't realize this, guys, but Sherrone Moore was with the whole team last week up until Friday night. So he helped game plan in the facility for Central Michigan, and then he was able to leave Friday night from the team hotel, and he had to be out of there by midnight. So when right before kind of bed check and guys went to bed at their final meeting, he addressed the team. It was fairly emotional, and the players got into it a little bit, just thinking about him leaving the team for that entire week. So this week's different than last week. He can't be around anything. And I do think that matters, especially on the road, especially if there is some, you know, drama or adversity in the game. You know, Biff Pogge has been involved in games. He's coached as a high school head coach and at Charlotte. Chip Lindsey's been the head coach of Troy, so they've got 2 guys on that staff that have been Division I head coaches. It's not like they're, you know, in a situation where you've got a bunch of young assistant coaches that are all of a sudden going to have to be head coaches. I mean, they've got older guys that have been around the block on that staff that know how to run a sideline on a game day.
From my Sean Kellen. Sean, big picture for this game. Nebraska has lost 27 straight games to ranked teams. Matt Rhule is 2-22 in his career against ranked teams. If they were to win this game against, again, not a great, it's a good Michigan, not a great elite Michigan team, get to 4-0, how much does that change the picture and kind of that monkey off the back for this program?
Yeah, they haven't started a year in a regular season 4-0 since 2016. Yeah. Coincidentally, the last time they'd beat a ranked opponent. And that's usually how it goes. You're not going to get to 4-0 without beating a ranked team when you play in the Big Ten. You're just going to play good teams eventually. And they've not been able to win these games really the last 10 years. But yeah, this is a great opportunity. You're at home. in terms of Michigan teams Nebraska's played in the Big Ten history in the last 15 years, this would probably be towards the bottom of the talent level and quality of teams. I mean, I think the early years of the Big Ten, you know, you had Denard Robinson and some of those things. The first year Nebraska joined the Big Ten, Michigan still went to the Sugar Bowl that year, and almost they lost in Ann Arbor that year. And then the next year they beat them. But after that, Nebraska, you know, won in Ann Arbor, and then Brady Hoke was done, and then Harbaugh came in. They've not been anywhere close to Michigan. I think this is the closest they've been to Michigan in terms of an opportunity to win the game since the Jim Harbaugh era began there. And you just don't get these opportunities, and you've got to take advantage of it at home. And you've got good film on Michigan because they've already played one good opponent in Oklahoma. It's not like they've sat back and held everything back. So you know what you're going to see, and you know what you got to do to win the game. And you know, and you've got it all set up for you. Now it's about, you know, locking in and making the plays to win this game.
Great stuff, Sean. Now, Sean, are you of the mind that this is the biggest game of Matt Rhule's tenure?
I think it is. I mean, and, you know, but as you like to say, well, the next week is. But
right.
You know, like last year's Illinois game was big because it could have been 4-0. Mm-hmm. It was a Friday night game, and it kind of set it up. They lost that game. But mm-hmm. I do think just the nature of a chance to beat a blue blood in Lincoln, ranked.
You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
To kind of elevate this season. And look, Michigan State in 2 weeks will not be a picnic. We know Michigan State's undefeated right now, too. And so every one of these games is going to have meaning over the next few weeks. But I do think just the opportunity to beat Michigan and kind of get the respect, because nobody right now is giving Nebraska any respect. And because everyone in the past has kind of bought in on Nebraska and then they've been disappointed. And until they prove it, the so-called experts and rankings people are not going to give Nebraska the respect until they prove it, because everybody's been burned by going in on Nebraska before they've got back. And I think that's why Dylan Raiola's not getting the respect he probably deserves right now, and the team's not, because until they prove it with one of these kinds of games, nobody on a national level is going to prop Nebraska up there. They've got to earn it, and this is a game where you can earn it.
Sean, we saw week one, Nebraska and beat Cincinnati 20-17. Emmett Johnson had 32 touches in that game, 25 carries, 7 catches for Nebraska. You haven't really seen a backup running back establish himself. Quentin Ives was okay last week, but do you expect to see him get, like, Emmett Johnson, like 90% plus of the carries for running back for Nebraska on Saturday?
I do. I mean, I think the last 2 weeks, they've almost limited his overall rep load because of the opponents, but I think to gear up for a game like this, I'm sure their sports science staff knows the data and the numbers, and you know, if you push a guy too much, it is going to affect his level of play. And we always go back, Sipple and I always talk about when they did that with Anthony Grant, when they really pushed him against Rutgers in Indiana, and they won those games. But the toll that he took, he just didn't run the same the rest of the year. And that's what the Big Ten will do to your body. So I think they have Emmett in a good place, and then you have a bye week next week. So this is a game for Nebraska to win. Emma Johnson's going to have to carry it over 20 times, more than likely, to win this game. And he could push 25. It just depends on the workload, how the game flows. But I don't see a scenario where Nebraska wins this game without Emmett Johnson carrying it at least 20 times.
And does he got to get a hundo?
Around 100. A lot of it, again, depends on the flow of the game and the possessions, how many possessions are in the game and how it plays out. But, yeah, he's got to be in that neighborhood of 100 yards. I mean, high 80s to 90s to low 100s. I don't know if Emmett's going to be able to break 40-yard runs on Michigan. He hasn't done that a lot in his career, but if he can consistently move the chains like we saw in Cincinnati, that will go a long way.
What is your level of comfort with the running back picture at Nebraska in general?
You know, it's shaky because I just don't know if Ives is a true difference maker in this league, which is an NFL league. The running backs in the top teams in this league have NFL players at that position. I don't think Ives is that level. Mekhi Nelson has not played and, you know, has not gotten much of an opportunity. So that's all you can go off of right now. And Mosey has moved back to receiver. So that was the plan. They lost Dowdell. They didn't get Shamar Brown and develop your room, but it was all in on Emmett Johnson. So this is what they wanted. This is how they set it up. They had a chance, obviously, to probably get another running back. It just didn't work out. And, this is Emmett's the guy. And it's kind of a roll of the dice to go through a season like this. But I think they believe Emmett can handle the workload here from here on out.
A quick comment, Sean. The leading tackler for Michigan, by the way, Ernest Hausman.
Mm.
Hello, leading tackler.
From Columbus, tackler. Baby, the town of champions.
Yep, that's exactly right. You know he's tougher than hell and smarter than hell.
He's from Columbus, damn right.
Now, Sean, how big of a recruiting weekend is this for Nebraska?
Massive. In terms of players on campus, it's the largest weekend I can recall. Most of it's 2027s, but there's so much data I could share with you, it would take the whole show. I mean, there's like 12 or 14 kids ranked inside the top 200 nationally that are going to be here.
Okay.
And I would say, massive. I think there's five or six guys that are in the top 35, 40 players, which are essentially five stars.
Okay.
So they are going all in on this weekend. USC will be like that too down the road. But the number one overall player in the country, that's never happened. They're going to have the number one overall player, an offensive lineman out of Texas here. So just the number of recruits they're bringing in, it's a big opportunity for Nebraska as a lot of it's 2027, though, and their 2027 class, as you know, is off to a great start. Trey Taylor and Matt Erickson and Torrey Pittman,
right?
Have that 2027 class currently ranked number three in the country on three.
Yeah, Matt Erickson, Pittman, and Trey Taylor. They're off to a huge start in that class, Sean. Huge start. Keep the momentum going.
Yeah, that's what you want. I mean, they've never really gotten a quarterback of Pittman or of Taylor status this early. You know, when Raiola committed, it was so late. You never got the benefit of the Raiola recruitment. You get Pittman now and Taylor and these guys, and they can start working kids. And you've got all year to do it now because the cycle has moved up so much that you've got to take advantage of the season. I mean, these kids are just barely juniors in high school. But this is the window. You have to lock them up right now and get them on campus. And it starts with games like Saturday with all these recruits here.
Sean, always good stuff. Thanks for the time. We will chat with you again next week.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Husker Great, Online, Sean Callahan.
Jake, massive recruiting weekend.
Massive.
Yeah. I mean, he said five, potential five-star guys.
Well, he said seven or eight guys in the top 200.
Right.
They're going to be here. That's crazy.
Yeah. So it's a massive weekend. And you know what I don't like? I don't want to hear if they lose. Well, it just shows that Nebraska needs help. Now, we know that. We've been down that road a lot. Yeah.
Well, a little hot take there. Thanks for that one.
Oh, I've heard that so much over the years. You know what I'm talking about?
Expert analysis right there. Really smart.
Well, it just shows that Nebraska needs help. Now, just show them a big win and see what that looks like in Lincoln. What will Lincoln look like if they win that game?
It's going to be fun. I'll be part of that as well.
Post game fun.
Pre-game, post-game fun. Deservedly so, rightfully so.
2:30 p.m. and who's the announcers again?
That'd be Brad Nessler and Gary Danielson on CBS.
Oh, good. That's
chill. I also cannot wait. Plug for our post-game show. We got two post-game shows. We got Nick Sainer and Jay Foreman do the first one, and DP and Austin Orman do the second one.
We have two post-game shows?
We have 3 hours of post-game. I cannot wait. So that'd be about...
When does that start?
About 6 o'clock, I think, right? It'd be a 3.5-hour game. So
right after the game?
I can't imagine if Nebraska wins from at least 6 to at least 9 p.m., if not longer. I can't wait to hear the phone calls and just excitement and people saying, we did it. Hey, we're finally getting out of the doldrums and to the place we want to be.
It's doable. It's a very doable game for Nebraska, and
you start to envision things, and again, you got to still win the games, but getting a monkey off your back is very important. Getting the 27 straight losses to ranked teams is horrible.
Right, and you're in your third year now of Matt, and we're not asking for anything crazy from Matt Rhule's program. We're not. You're not asking. This is very doable. This, like Sean said, when you go back over the course of Nebraska's existence in the Big Ten and the games against Michigan, this isn't high-end Michigan.
No.
This is lower-tier Michigan, and this is a game you can do. You still get the blue blood status win, though.
And again, we're not asking for a ton, but we live in a world right now where Illinois and Indiana are potential playoff teams. Indiana has been a playoff team. We talked yesterday about that Vanderbilt could be in the playoff contention. If those types of teams are having the big conversations, it's okay for Nebraska to welcome itself to that party.
Well, and it's okay
and
to
this
ask.
This win would be a big step in the right direction.
Yeah, Matt Rhule's not going to bristle at you saying, it's time to get something like this. It's time.
It's your moment. Do it.
You can do it. We're not asking you to go on the road and beat Penn State.
No.
We're asking you to beat Michigan and you're on your home field.
A barely ranked Michigan team that got beat by Oklahoma 2 weeks ago.
You've had time to put together a roster. In this day and age, you can whip it around fast. I'm not asking Matt Rhule to be the whip around guy. I'm not big on that. But he's had a little time to add players out of the portal, but also time to build a little bit. To enough time to win a game like this.
Before I get to break, Sip, I feel bad for people out there that don't have their Halo custom lights yet.
Do you feel bad?
You want to know why? If Nebraska were to beat Michigan on Saturday, I would see thousands of homes with the red and white lights out there celebrating Nebraska's win. For those who already have them, please celebrate with that and go red and white on Saturday. If you don't have them, hey, get on their list to install HaloCustomLighting.com. Also with Neiman and Sons Roofing. Please go to both those and you can get your own lights for yourself and it will change your life. As Bill said, it will change your life and your neighborhood will be better for it.
You can change your life that way. You can change your life by going to Ruhlman's, getting a cookie skillet.
What you're doing.
There's different ways to change
this
your life.
This week as well.
Yeah.
When we come back, Dylan Raiola wants the Husker crowd to be as loud as the Colorado game from last year. Is that feasible? And also, I have to get mad at myself from 11 years ago. It's part of that. Okay. Next, on Early Break on the Ticket.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.